Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. I trust you're all doing well out there. I'd ask you to pray for Michael. He's having a rough ride at this moment. Please pray for him that the Father will deliver him completely. Well, I'm looking at the oil today, and it says, this is WTI crude, it says $3.44 a barrel, which is the NYMEX. And for the Brent crude, it's $20.19. How interesting. It hasn't been that low in a long time. And yesterday, this was in the negative. Pretty much amazing, really, when you think about these things. So let's, I thought you'd like to tag along with me while I go through the news today. Oh, one thing I'd like to tell you is tennis's number one male player, Novak Djokovic, he came out and said that he wanted nothing to do with a vaccine. And of course, you know, tennis doesn't like that, neither do the Jews, you see. But it's nice when you see somebody stand out and say what they believe and not care about it. Hopefully there's no apologies or anything. So, there's an arrest warrant issued for anti-lockdown pastor after he drove his bus too close to a protester. And it says the cops are working for the Beast 666 system, and yes, they are. Do you imagine, you know, how these people for not even real money will do all these things? You realize that they're being paid in Federal Reserve notes, right? Or not even notes at all. It just goes into as numbers, right? Imagine that they'll do all these things. And, you know, for nothing. This is really, it really is amazing. I mean, I talked about this before, that back in the times of the Sheriff of Nottingham, the same thing was going on. Our people will, you know, do bad things to our people for one individual, or, you know, at least they were probably paid in gold and silver back then, but these people today aren't being paid real money at all, and they're doing all this. You realize how much the devil is laughing about that? What a system. T-Rump suspends all immigration to the United States. Well. Oh, this is Muslims in France burn cars, shoot fireworks, and throw stones against flu police. Muslims in France. Japan bails out hookers as Americans fantasize about UBI. Universal Basic Income is what that is. And I told you that they're talking about this, you see. Universal Basic Income. Which would mean it's the same thing I talked about before, that they give you a certain amount on a card or whatever it is, and if you don't use it that week, they remove it and give you the same amount next week, so you can never save anything up. But universal basic income is a control mechanism. I told you that they wanted to make the North American continent, there's 10 zones, and they want to make the North American continent a welfare zone. And that's what UBI would do. What else? Yes, Colorado lockdown protesters clash with rude, entitled healthcare workers. Another division, ladies and gentlemen. You see? As usual, we're being divided up again and again and again and again. And now the healthcare workers are clashing against lockdown protesters. Isn't it incredible? You see, because the medical system is also with the Beast 666 system. Yes, it is. That's why I want, you know, I was praying for Michael that Michael would be delivered out of there as soon as possible. Well, one of the ramifications of they let him go quite quickly, and he had some problems because of the swelling in his head. And so they let him out a little too soon. But you see, the medications that they have and everything else, that's what I prayed, that the Father would protect him against these horrible medications, and that that he would protect Michael against the medical system itself, the third largest killer in the nation. And probably now has moved up a notch because of what they're doing. Crude oil futures contract drops below zero. Companies paying people to take the oil. What else do we have here? Oh, well, this is interesting. UK, Muslims predicted to be almost 20% of population within 30 years. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, that's just what we like. And, you know, they have all their own countries, right? But they need to come to our country. You see? In other words, the white people don't have a safe space of their own anymore. Maybe we should go back and take those places. See, if we went back and took those places and made it a lush garden, then they'd come and want to be there. What else do we have here? FBI arrests man for allegedly trying to blow up a Jew retirement home with a gas can. Blow up a retirement home with a gas can. Amidst the apocalypse, Germans take time to honor the Jews that caused it. Black fatally shoots his coal burner wife after an argument at their Florida home. There it is, the judgment, ladies and gentlemen. The judgment is harsh. Mexican kills white cop, injures two others before shooting himself with a rifle. Here we are again, South Africa. Police searching for Zimbabwean who raped and murdered white female farm owner. You know, this really gets to me. Italy. Nigerian attacks nurse on her way to work, tries to steal her car. See, let me ask you a question. Are these being a blessing to all nations, these Nigerians? Come on, all you black Hebrews out there. Are you a blessing to all nations? What a joke that is. You're not even a blessing to each other, never mind all nations, or your own so-called nations, which you didn't even make the nations. You wouldn't even know what a nation was if it wasn't for Whitey. Okay, let's whip on to the next little site here. Yes, this is interesting. Kim Jong-un reportedly in grave danger after surgery. I'm going to tell you something here, that this may be the coup where they put a replacement in for this fellow. If you see after this operation that everything has changed with this fellow, then it's not him. You understand what I'm saying, right? See, he's a problem to them. I don't know if it's a real problem or not, but he's a little uncontrollable. And basically, if they replace him with a double and everything changes, you'll understand what happened. Fauci demands protesters stop resisting lockdown orders. See, again, Fauci, I believe, is an Italian. And that fellow, I'll keep reminding you this, that fellow wrote me and he said that Fauci means sickle. And he said, I didn't understand it at the time because I don't have the news, so I didn't know who this Fauci was. But I had heard about this. Somebody told me it was a Jew doctor. He doesn't really look very Jewish, but he's a very, very short fellow, which tells you something. So anyway, basically, I didn't know what the fellow meant right away. And then it dawned on me that that's what he meant by it. Fauci means sickle. This guy wants to kill. And he's making a lot of money from this. He's also linked up with Bill Gates. You know, speaking of that, have you ever seen Bill Gates talk? You know, people say, well, how do you know Bill Gates is a Jew, right? Well, there's several reasons how you know. Look at some pictures of him when he's younger, too. Boy, oh boy, you'll see. But this fellow talks with his hands more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. And he likes to raise his hands above his head in a Freemasonic sort of way. And he's moving his hands all over the place with every gesture, every word. And I'm serious. This guy seems to me to be mentally ill. I'm serious about that. He's got a lot of mental problems. But I will say one thing that I never realized. This guy has done more to change the world than anybody has. I don't mean, you know, I mean in recent times. With the computer, now he wants to chip everybody. You see, I mean, this fellow, whatever's inside of this thing, whatever devil is living in him or devils are living in him, it's using this thing for the, you know, for these changes. I mean, this fellow thinks he knows about vaccinations. I told you on last week's news that he killed 47,500 people in India or tainted them up. I think it was murdered, if I remember correctly, with vaccines. If I come across it again, I'll mention it. I might come across it today as I'm going through all this stuff. So you'll see in these headlines that these Jews want this lockdown, which tells you this couldn't be good for us. Jewish Facebook to ban lockdown protest organizers. See what I mean? Idiot nurses are counter-protesting lockdown protesters. U.S. retail sales have totally collapsed. I don't really believe that, but they have in some cases. I mean, I went out. I had to go shopping yesterday. I had run out of several items. And while I was there, I saw the people with the masks. And to me, it's quite ridiculous. There was people actually wearing, you know, like gloves that were, you know, I don't know, like thin rubber gloves, you know, that you would wear in the nursing profession or working on small engines or whatever it is. I mean, to me, it was really utterly ridiculous. So I was in line and I mentioned that I've never heard anybody killed or anybody that has it. And the girl right behind me said, oh, I know somebody that died from it. And I said, really? I said, was it an uncle's, cousin's, sister's, daughter's son? No, she said it was a friend of mine from California. So I said, really? And how old? And she, I think she said 36 years old. So I, whether it's true or not, I can't say, but I said, well, I'm sorry that you lost your friend, because I mean, you got to be decent about things, right? But she told me her husband was a conspiracy person. You see, that's the way they look at people that tell you the truth. You're a conspiracy person. She had heard about the London Open ceremony for the Olympics, which is on my front page of davidjamesboston.com. You should go see that. You really should. Because it's very telling. I mean, when you get a load of this, you'll be saying, you got to be kidding me. It's right on, go to davidjamesboston.com and scroll down a little bit and you'll see it. Virus hysteria fuels drug shortages in the United States. There was a dentist in Canada who killed 16 people in a 12-hour rampage shooting. And of course they show the fellow because he's white. You see? If he wasn't white, they wouldn't show him. Get a load of this. Pay attention to the date, please. Spain extends lockdown to May 9th. Listen to this. Like as if this is a funny headline. You'll like this one. Virus hysteria triggers mass unrest in Africa. Like as if there wasn't mass unrest in Africa already, right? Bill Gates is definitely mentally ill. I mean, you just got to see this guy talking. You just got to see it. Bill Gates is angry that T-Rump defunded the WHO. No, that's not Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey's the WHO. It's a different WHO. It's the who's who of who. Now listen, again, pay attention to the headline. Jews go nuts because Florida reopened some beaches. Well, why would Jews care? As long as they're staying in their homes, what are they worried about? Why would they care if you and I were out congregating with one another? Well, I think that's the answer to that is very obvious, isn't it? Jews go nuts because Florida reopened some beaches. See, you have to ask that question. Why would the Jews care about that? See? You see, I see it all over the place. They want the, here it is again. Jew Ezekiel Emanuel wants 18-month lockdown, 666. Or 2 times 9, which is 11, right? 9-11 is right in the code of 18. He's smiling, of course, too. Jew Ezekiel Emanuel wants 18-month lockdown. And then you have a Jewish former FDA head implies coronavirus deadlier than Spanish flu. Ho, ho, ho! Like as if the Jews cared if you and I died. You know what I mean? Coronavirus is allegedly racist against niggers, it says. De Blasio is married to a negress, and it's very humorous to see this. She got a bun on the top of her head, and you know he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs anyway. So another race mixer, you wonder why he's... What is he, the mayor of New York? It's incredible. People are very angry with Bill Gates. Yes, I think we should give Bill Gates the gate. You get it? So, let's whip on to the next news site. Boop-a-doop-boop. Boop-a-doop-doo. U.S. oil price plunges below zero for the first time in history. 22 million file for unemployment insurance as unemployment rate is now in fully double digits. Listen again now, right? See, the Jew again. Facebook will ban protests that defy government guidance on distancing. So now what it says is that Facebook is the government. You see what I mean? And the Jews, of course, are the government. You see? Pedophile hunter catches police chief trying to have sex with 14-year-old boy. What is happening in this world where a police chief is trying to have a homosexual relationship with a boy? Not only is he is a pedophile, but he wants a queer relationship. This world is full of demons, folks. You see, I think what happens to these police is not only are they full of demons from being Freemasons, many of them, but the things they're doing has caused the father to let them be won over by a reprobate mind. This is exactly what's happening. So if you wonder why that's happening, like I would wonder why, I think that's the answer. You can't let demons inhabit you and live a normal, good life. They will steer you in the wrong direction. EPA faces court over backing of Monsanto's controversial crop system. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. CDC, the Center for Disease Control, failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus, feds confirm. Did you just hear that? See, this is like the same old modus operandi. It's like you buy sunscreen from the companies, and instead of preventing cancer, the sunscreen causes cancer. Well, here you are again. Here again, now the YouTube is the government, and it's YouTube, right? YouTube CEO, listen to this statement. Anything that goes against the WHO is a violation of YouTube policies. So no matter what the WHO does, YouTube's with the WHO. You get it? Listen to this one. While America is on lockdown, new bill proposes strictest federal gun control measures ever. Remember what I told you? While all eyes are on this thing? This is interesting. Attorney General Barr blocks release of 9/11 documents despite promises to victims' families. Very interesting, isn't it? You know why? Because the Jews would be exposed, wouldn't they? And then it would be hardcore, wouldn't it? Harvard, the Jew school now, with a $40 billion endowment, will receive $8.7 million in federal aid for coronavirus relief. So they're going to help this college rather than help the people. This world is something else, boy. This world is something else. How the military-industrial complex is using the coronavirus. I'm sorry to bring up the coronavirus over and over. It's ridiculous nonsense, but it is having an effect on the world. There's no doubt about that, but I'm not going to focus on that, you see. All right, let's whip on. Cuomo, the Italian Jew. Cuomo calls on feds to fund hazard pay for heroic frontline workers. maybe so that they can go out and protest against the lockdown protesters, right? Yeah. New York Police Department, thousands have recovered from COVID-19. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not interested in New York. Trump pressed to halt federal pension investments in China's ZTE Hikvision. FDA authorizes first at-home CCP virus test. Officials block access to major South Carolina beaches after governor's reopening announcement. Isn't that interesting? The Jews must have a big influence down there. They're angry when people get to go to the beach. You know what I mean? Hey, listen to this. I can't believe it. Oh, well, it hasn't not happened. It has. It's not that it's happened, but it may not happen. Let's put it that way. Senator asks Attorney General Barr to deny early prison release for Ponzi schemers Madoff and Stanford. Geez, do you think they'll let them out? Imagine that they're using this excuse, this virus excuse, to let all the Jews out of prison. Is there anything that isn't slanted for the Jews? Really, is there anything? Is there anything that doesn't go their way, really? Mr. T-Rump said something good. Pandemic shows globalism doesn't work. Oh, listen to what Schumer. Schumer cares about people. He cares about small businesses. Schumer says Senate will pass small business relief bill soon. And then what'll happen is, what that means is, all the startup businesses from Israel will, again, suck up all the money and leave Americans with nothing. Anti-lockdown protests spread across America. Confidence is key to reopening the economy, says Ohio congressman. Child abusers eligible for release under California's zero bail mandate, says San Bernardino sheriff. You see what kind of a state California is? You wonder why there's white flight from California? Child abusers, they should be killed. They shouldn't exist. They shouldn't be in prison. And they're eligible for release. Pentagon to extend military travel ban to June 30th. Okay, this ugly, ugly, filthy, dirty Mexican Jew, Sonia Sotomayor, she makes me want to vomit. Citing racist origins, Supreme Court strikes down non-anonymous jury rules in Louisiana and Oregon. Anything else here? Lots of things, but... get a load of this. Get a load of this. It's, you know, I like the announcement, but I want you to pay attention to something now. Please, the number. T-Rump announces $19 billion relief program for farmers and ranchers. Why didn't you just make it $20 billion? Do you ever have that question? Yeah, does it ever pass through your mind? Why it would be $19 billion? Why not just even it out to $20 billion? Google subpoenaed for emails of mystery Gmail account tied to Hillary Clinton. Ah, Hillary Clinton. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who wants to hear about you, you filthy Jewess? You satanic pig. Oh, listen to this. This is quite apropos. They call him a man, but he's a beast of the field. Man whose anti-Jewistic attack motivated New York to pass new hate crime law, judged unfit to stand trial. I guess he's just going to get away with it, and he served his purpose on getting the law put through. Isn't that wonderful? You see? And it's a nigger on top of all of it, right? So everybody in New York pays for what some nigger did. See? Listen to this. Rothschild-funded Israeli researchers claim COVID-19 is here to stay. Only defense will be a vaccine. Did you get that? FDA greenlight study to treat COVID-19 patients with Israeli erectile dysfunction drug. Geez, I can't see that as a train wreck, can you? Let me mention this to you. New Danish Bible translation replaces all reference to Israel with Jews and land of the Jews. You get it? This is what's going on in the world today. The Jews are trying to write the father out of the picture and his children, which we are the Israelites. So all references to us or where we came from is to be replaced with Jews and land of the Jews. But the Jews aren't, it's not their land. See? This is remarkable stuff. Jews force newspaper to publicly apologize for and grovel for printing anti-Jewistic Easter poem. Traumatized by the Holocaust, Propaganda UK Jews see swastika on councilman's hot cross buns. Amazing, huh? Just I'll re-give you this one. For Easter, Jews published hit piece undermining archaeological evidence of resurrection of Christ. No, they wouldn't do it. The Antichrist Jews wouldn't do anything like that, would they? No. Let's see what the Zegroids have been doing. Oh, it says forbidden. How can that be forbidden? Ah, they won't let me go on New Nation News. Well, we'll see about that. I'm going to tell you something. Firefox is getting worse and worse and worse. Obviously, Soros has paid them a lot of money to do these things. See, I want to go to the New Nation News. It said it's forbidden. You see? It's incredible. The WHO warns that few have developed antibodies to COVID-19. And they're not showing the usual Negroid that's usually there. They've got a woman there now. And you know that women are definitely the leaders of the world in the age of the goddess, don't you? Let's see. Wow, that was Nova Scotia where that dentist did that. Florida will be lost forever to climate crisis. It's a question. Will Florida be lost forever to climate crisis? What a world we're living in. Let's see. Anything else here? I don't see anything. I'm a small business owner. Where's my coronavirus bailout? Yeah. Well, the Jews got it. That's where it is, if you wanted to know the answer to the question. The Jews sucked it all up like a vacuum before you could even think about it. Sure, you know, that was definitely handled well. Let's see what Djokovic says. Novak Djokovic, why his spiritual worldview can have a dangerous side. The Serb's views reflect how thin the line is between finding solace in spirituality and potentially projecting dangerous narratives like opposing vaccination. Are you listening? This is from The Guardian. I think this is a UK site. This thing is so slanted to the left, so slanted against the people, so anti-Christ, it's just absolutely stunning. Did you just hear what that said? Listen again now. The Serb's views reflect how thin the line is between finding solace in spirituality and potentially projecting dangerous narratives like opposing vaccination. That's dangerous to oppose vaccination, you see. And, of course, they've got him pointing towards his temple, you know, like, oh, you know, they're trying to make him look like he might be a little sick in the head or something. After a cool hour of discussion on Instagram Live, as Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic reminisced on their rapport of 22 years, the most revelatory moment came right at the end and in the form of a seemingly mundane question delivered by a fan. What are the first three things you do after you wake up? Djokovic spoke slowly and deliberately in response. Gratitude and prayer, a couple of long, deep breaths, hugging my wife and running to my children. Isn't that really a horrible thing? Aren't those horrible things to give gratitude and prayer to the Father and a couple of long, deep breaths and hugging your wife and running to your children? Isn't that awful? I mean, this man must be sick in his head to do such things, right? Because, I mean, how do I know that? Because he opposes vaccinations. You realize how ridiculous, you know, these filthy, dirty, demonic, wordsmithing pieces of garbage. May they be destroyed by their own devices in the mighty name of Yahweh. Murray nodded limply. He successfully kept a straight face, and at some point he even awkwardly uttered, "Nice." Then he gave his own answer. "For me, too much information, but I go for a pee." Yeah, an Englishman, real class there. Yeah. All right, so I'm out of this filthy Antichrist site. They make me want to vomit. Yeah, let's see what's here. Another worst deal ever. U.S. withdrawal from crucial open skies treaty is done deal, Russian FM believes. Let's see what else. I don't see a lot on this. Latest blunder sees IOC forced into embarrassing climb down after claiming Japan agreed to bear the extra Olympic costs. Why did the oil market crash into negative? ?1,800 refugee miners unaccounted for in Germany. Wow, what a shame. And they put it as children. Almost 1,800 refugee children and teenagers have disappeared without a trace in Germany, according to reports circulated by German news agency Funke Mediengruppe, raising concerns over human trafficking. Now, who do you think might be doing the trafficking? Would it be the German people? No. But there are no refugee children in the sense of, yeah, they bring their families, but you see, they're calling these refugees children and teenagers when they're warrior-aged people that they're bringing over there. Customers wait in line for hours at reopened McDonald's drive-thru in still lockdown France. At least, get the number of this particular headline. At least 11% of Swedes may have contracted COVID-19. 9/11. Antibody study suggests. Breast case scenario. Implants stop bullet from killing woman in miraculous case. Doctors in Canada have reported a truly bizarre case, which they believe is the first of its kind, in which a woman's breast implants saved her life by stopping a bullet headed straight for her heart. Well, isn't that nice? WHO worker dies as vehicle carrying COVID-19 samples is attacked by Myanmar. Well, let's see what else we can see. We're off to see the sea, to see what we can see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're off to see the sea. Oh, yes. Here's a Jewish site. Corona death toll near 200. 13,930 infected. Yeah, these Jewish sites are a nuisance. Just like the Jews are a nuisance. Iran's regime executes Kurdish prisoner who escaped to avoid coronavirus. Strange-looking people, boy. Syrian air defenses respond to alleged Israeli airstrike near Homs. So while this is all going on, the Jews still have time to perform airstrikes on Syria. Isn't that wonderful? Syrian regime has accused Israel of more than 5 major attacks. The Holocaust Memorial Day. How many of those do we have a year, by the way? Didn't we already have 2 or 3 of them already recently? Yom HaShoah / Holocaust Memorial Day. Thousands join virtual march of the Living Memorial Project. man, I just... These people are incredible. The Holocaust through Muslim eyes. Coronavirus has mutated it into at least 30 different strains, new study finds. Yes, they want to perpetuate the lockdown. They want to perpetuate the fear. While they steal everything and release themselves from prison. I mean, who has this been good for? Has it been good for the world or has it been good for the Jews? Just ask yourself, let me answer the question. Jeff Bezos, a filthy, dirty Jew, he just got $24 billion, and that's just the beginning. He made an extra $24 billion. Like I said, he divorced his wife and had to give $38 billion, I believe it was. And now he's got 24 of the 38 already back. You wonder why the Jews want to perpetuate the lockdown? Israel's Holocaust Memorial Ceremony aired online for first time ever. Dirty Jews. The deal is done. Netanyahu, Gantz, Inc., coalition pact. So they got dual prime ministers. Three weeks later, Northwest China sees return of coronavirus. Listen to this. Coronavirus. Russia jails protester for 2 months after anti-lockdown rally. Maybe things aren't that great in Russia after all. Who knows? Or maybe this is a false Jewish report. Anti-Israel activists disrupt Holocaust Remembrance Day. Well, that's good news. I like that. I like that a lot. There's no such thing, but it says Asian Americans donate PPEs and soup kitchen, seek support, university collects religious responses. Shoah Museum's telling a multicultural story. Yes. What this means is the Jews are now telling the rest of the races that they were also holocausted by those evil, evil Germans. You know how evil we are. Us Germans are evil. I'm part German myself. And that's very germane to the subject. So what's very interesting is they're now teaching these other races that they were also persecuted. I'll have to run that in tomorrow's news. We'll check that out and see what that's about. But I'm sure that's what it says, because it says Holocaust educators now stressing connections with the harsh experiences of other ethnic groups. Center for Jewish History lays off a third of its staff. Boy, like as if that'll stay that way. It's amazing. It really is. Jewish nursing homes facing a COVID war. Die, you filthy Jews. Go away. Nobody needs you. Nobody wants you. Nobody likes you. Nobody loves you. Nobody needs you. We just want you to go away. This year's Celebrate Israel parade is called off as New York City cancels events through June. Oh, no. This year's Celebrate Israel parade is called off, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. Oh, this is terrible. Yeah, put another thing up in front of me. Yeah. More than half of American Jews have seen or experienced anti-Jewishism in recent years, the ADL finds. Did you think that they might, did you think it would be any different way that they would find it any different? Say if the whole world was shut down and everybody was dead except for the people in the ADL, don't you think they'd find the same report? Yeah, they would. Listen to this. Israeli tech versus the virus. Yeshiva distributes supplies. Mark Zuckerberg's $1 million donation. You know what's interesting? Have you ever really looked at this guy? He looks like an alien. I think the pupils of his eyes, I'm not sure if they're dilated or what, but this thing is not human. You can see that miles away that it is. It's the most bizarre looking creature I've ever seen. He looks like he would make a good, he could play Data in the Star Trek Next Generation stuff, but he doesn't need any makeup. Have you ever looked at that guy? With services online, many synagogues are seeing greater attendance, at least for now. Changing the way we see older Americans. And they're showing like some hybrid beast of the field. Oh my goodness. Dr. Jeffrey Farber is CEO of the New Jewish Home and a geriatrician at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital. See, Mount Sinai Hospital, like as if Moses has anything to do with the Jews. Before taking his post at the Jewish Home in last 2017, Farber, oh, maybe last is a place, a graduate of Yeshiva University's Albert Einstein, another fraud, College of Medicine, was senior vice president and chief medical officer of the population of health at Mount Sinai Health System. He also, I don't want to hear these Jews' credentials. I'm not interested. N.J. Cantor takes star turn in the plot against America. The plot against America, yeah. When Matt Axelrod mingled with congregants one weekend last fall during Kiddush, a few commented on the fact that he had shaved his beard. He merely nodded and smiled back. Okay, these are Jewish stories that are meaningless to anybody. Useless Jews. They're useless. Oh, French Jewish marathoner runs the entire race on his 7-yard-long balcony. He's not mentally ill, is he? If Moses had Benny Gantz's negotiating skills. Oh, that's a wonderful story. Yeah, I'm sure. Well. Oh, listen to this. This is interesting. Here's a filthy Jew. Rabbi Bruce Goldman, 84, COVID-19 claims a holy troublemaker. The former Jewish chaplain at Columbia University consistently defied convention. Rabbi Bruce Goldman died last week at the age of 84, having been sick for much of the year, but finally killed by the coronavirus. Well, at least the virus is good for something, right? He was a Reform rabbi on the most progressive edge of the Reform movement. He broke many rules, secular and Jewish, for the sake of justice, and I think it appropriate to mourn him, especially at Passover. He broke many rules for the sake of justice. The ends justify the means. Perhaps his most well-known action came in 1968 when he was a Jewish chaplain at Columbia University. Students occupied some university buildings in protest of the war in Vietnam. When police prepared to attack the student sit-ins, Rabbi Goldman placed himself as a nonviolent intervener between the police and the students. The police beat him semi-conscious. Well, you know, there again, you see, I'll just leave you to ponder that on your own. This world is so gonzo, boy. I mean, it's not funny. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. These filthy Jews All they can do is talk about the Holocaust Remembrance Day in the time of COVID-19. I mean, this is all they can think about, is the Holocaust and the Holocaust. Remember what I told you, how we forget things as the Anglo-Saxon people? That's why we don't have good memories, because we don't hold grudges. You see how they keep reminding them of this grudge every day, every night, every minute, every month, every year, every decade, every second, every everything. I mean, and they want to remind everybody else of it, but we don't care about it. We don't want to remember it. We have nothing to do with it. Jewish nonprofits are struggling. How should donors try to rescue them? Oh, we need to rescue them, yes, so that they can persecute us. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that about wraps it up, folks. This has been a News Bites Headline News Scan Report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.